The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." And so they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." And so they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." And so Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And so they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." At first, Jesus sounds like he's giving those searching for him a little bit of a hard time. But what he's doing is lovingly trying to get them to see deeper. All of us go through a journey of faith in life. And it's a grace and a stage of life where we go to Jesus, go to God for our physical needs. Help me with these finances. Help me with this job. Help me put food on the table. And that's good. Jesus loves it when we do that. That's an acknowledgement that he is God and powerful and cares about us. But as we learned already from the last several weeks, now Jesus is saying, go a little deeper. I want to give you not just food for your bodies, but food that lasts forever, food for your souls, truly to fill you with what you most desire that you may not even realize. And that is myself, the bread that came down from heaven, that which gives life to the world, not only in this world, but life eternally. And so our faith progresses through different stages from asking God to do things for us. Then we are nourished and recognize God's presence in our lives and the true food that he gives us in word, sacrament, especially this Eucharist, and that nourishment is matured in prayer, and we allow him to feed us truly. But that's not the end of the stage of faith. Then we're called to go out and share that discovery of what the true food is with others. That's our common call of evangelization. One time I heard a bishop describe it this way. Our call of evangelization is like a poor beggar who's hungry and found food. And then when he finds it, he goes and tells his friends where they too can find the food. That's a beautiful example of evangelization. And sometimes we Catholics are too intimidated to do that. But we don't have to be theologians like Father Paul, well, not really, but learned and knowledgeable about a lot of the subtleties of the faith, we simply need to share with others what Jesus has done for us and how we have come to know our true hunger that he has satisfied. And so today we are blessed to be visited by a lay missionary, evangelist, sharing with us more our common call for evangelization. Tricia, if you could come forward.
Thank you, Father. Good afternoon. It's a blessing to be with you all here again today. And just as we heard in the gospel, you know, the people are going to Jesus Christ and they're asking him and they're saying, what do we need to do in order to accomplish the works of God? And how does Jesus respond to them? How does he respond? To believe in me, to believe in the one who sent me. When you believe in God and really begin to live that faith out, that is when God is able to take hold of you and allow you to transcend those human limitations to truly do great things for God. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe in a God who is capable of all things? In a God who loves you, who cares about you, who wants to know you intimately and all that is happening in your life? Do you believe? Many years ago, I can't believe I've already spent now 11 years in the mission field as a Catholic lay missionary for Christ. But before then, I was a graduate student at Stanford University, and I kind of had my life all figured out for myself. I had job offers, so many things going on. I was engaged to be married, a lot happening in my life, figured out. And I was a good Christian, you know. I went to Mass regularly. I went to Bible study. But God called me somewhere differently. You see, during a time I spent overseas, studying Chinese in Beijing, just through simple acts of faith, a prayer before a meal, reading scripture out in a public park, crossing myself on a subway, people noticed, people looked, and people asked. I wasn't going out passing Bibles around on a street corner. That would have been the fastest thing to land me in jail. Communist China, after all. But I was just open to God using me as he saw fit during that time that I was over in China. And I must say, if you are going to pray to God, sometimes be careful what you pray for, because this is what God did to me in my life when I said, "Dear Lord, I am in China. Use me as you will." And before I knew it, he began to lead all these different Chinese people on practically a weekly basis, wherever I was in life, eating dinner, going for a walk in the park, ordering coffee at a cafe. He would lead somebody who noticed something about me, the cross I was wearing, the prayer before a meal. And they would approach me and they would say, "Are you a Christian?" And I remember the first time I was asked this question, I had this wonder, you know, how do I respond? I mean, this is communist China. Will I get in trouble? Is this a trap? But then I recalled the words of St. Peter, of St. Paul, and of Christ himself, who says, "Do not be ashamed of me, or I will be ashamed of you before my Father." And so with a little bit of anxiety, but a little bit more courage, I responded, "Yes, I am a Christian." And the response I would receive was amazing, because people would say, "That's wonderful." You see, some of us here, we're interested in Christianity, and we're hoping you can share a little bit about your faith in Jesus Christ with us. And so from these very humble beginnings, God began to call me to serve full-time in the mission field, first in mainland China, and later serving out in India, Hong Kong, and even Japan. And we hear today about this hunger and thirst. Well, let me tell you, in Asia, there is a hunger and a thirst for the love of Christ, for this beautiful gift of faith that each and every one of us are so blessed to have in our lives. And what are we doing with this gift of faith? Just as Father Paul was saying, by virtue of our baptism in Christ, each and every one of us here, we share in this call to evangelize. We share in this same mission of salvation that Christ gives us. Think about that. Christ has called you, everybody here, to witness to his love, his hope, his peace to those around us. And where I was called into the mission fields in Asia, you know, there's a mission field right here in LA. What are we doing to share that love of Christ and to be that bold witness, even in the times where it might be uncomfortable, where it might be a little difficult to stand up in those convictions for our faith? That is what we are called to do. That is what shows us to be Christian. It's when we stand up and we love one another. And in a place like China, they really know what it's like to be persecuted for their faith. I have been incredibly blessed to worship, pray, study scripture together with people who have lost their jobs, their homes, who have been threatened, all for the name of Jesus Christ. So before we worry sometimes too much about stepping on somebody's toes, ask what is the greater gift that we have to offer. I remember a few years ago, I was in the Chinese countryside, and there was a bishop there who was speaking to a cathedral packed, absolutely packed to the gills with Chinese Catholics. And he said, "What are you guys waiting for? What are you waiting for to share that beautiful gift of faith?" He said, "This is not the Cultural Revolution anymore. What are you afraid of?" So what are we afraid of? What is keeping us from sharing that beautiful gift of faith with others? And let me tell you what it's like to be part of somebody's journey of faith. Not long ago, I was in a cafe in China, and I met this young woman. And, you know, I like to think it's because I have a nice smile that these Chinese people keep coming to me, asking me, "Would you be willing to teach me English?" Not that I stand out in China or anything. And so she approaches me with the same request. And I said, "You know, I would love to help you out. But between my day job teaching counseling in a university, which is sort of my cover job since I'm a missionary, and the evenings and weekends where I spend helping, volunteering at the local churches," I said, "I really don't have a lot of time." But I extended her an invitation. And remember this word, invitation, because that's what we do when we evangelize. We offer an invitation to Christ, an invitation to know him and to know his love. And so I offered an invitation to this young woman, and I said, "What are you doing Tuesday night?" "Because I'm leading a Bible study at a church nearby, and it's in Chinese, so you won't learn English there. But if you come afterwards, I will treat you to dinner, and we can practice all the English that you want." She thought that was a pretty good idea. So she said, "Yeah, I'm not a Christian." And I said, "That's okay." I said, "There's wonderful people there that you will meet. And every time that I go, I always learn something beautiful and precious in my life." How many of you guys open scripture, open the Bible on your own? All right, next weekend, I want to see that number up, go up, okay? So this young woman, right, doesn't know Jesus at all. She comes to the Bible study at this church. And as we delve into the Pauline letters and share about his words of encouragement of how Christ is at work within our lives, how God is blessing us in so many ways, his manna from heaven for us in our lives. And just it's just incredible time of sharing. And we finish the evening praying over one another. And as we're done, this young woman that I just met days earlier, she rushes over to me, throws her arms around me, and through tears says, "Never before in my life have I felt so much love as I did here tonight." And she said, "Before I came here, I had never even heard of Jesus Christ. But now I desire to know more about him and his love for me." And I was so touched by how the Holy Spirit had moved so beautifully in this young woman's heart in this short period of our time together. And so I said, "You know what? You're always welcome here. We would love to have you. This is your home now too." And she said, "I will definitely come back." I said, "You know, so what are you doing Thursday night? You see, I'm teaching that catechism class at another church nearby. Would love to have you there too. Learn a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of our faith." And she said, "Yeah, I would love to come. I will definitely be there. In fact, I'm going to bring my boyfriend with me. He's a Buddhist, but I think he needs to know Jesus Christ." So think about that. Think about what it means to be a part of that beautiful journey of faith for somebody else. To be with them when they come to know the love of Christ for the first time. That is what Christ is asking of each of us here today. So just as Mary said yes to God, I want each of you to say yes to God in your life and see, what is God calling me to do today, every day? God, how can I be a witness of your love to those around me? Let's say it together. God, how can I be a witness of your love to those around me today? Pray that every day. That is my challenge to you. Now I stand here representing the St. Francis Xavier Lay Missionary Society. We go all over Asia, China, Hong Kong, India, and Japan, training other lay people as yourself to share the life and love of Jesus Christ. I invite you to be a part of this mission. I'll be at the back of the church afterwards if you'd like to share and hear more. And we'll also have a second collection so you can be a part of bringing that beautiful gift of faith to others in Asia. Thank you very much. 千秋保佑, 谢谢你啊.